Today's reading is in Mark chapter 13, beginning in verse 24. Mark 13, verse 24. But in those days after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you all, stay awake. So Jesus is continuing his discourse concerning the destruction of Jerusalem. And in my mind, I think there's two possibilities of the way the disciples would view this teaching. It's either extremely difficult and it's very confusing about when and how these things are going to come about and happen, or they have a better understanding than we do today. And these things are fairly clear to them. We read it today and look at it from the, you know, our point of view, and we can see the destruction of Jerusalem having happened and lining up with these things. But at the same time, some of it can be confusing, primarily because some of the language that is used here is the same or very close to language that is used concerning the end of time, the day of judgment. Because of that, some people wrangle about whether there's a change in the language so that Jesus shifts from talking about the destruction of Jerusalem to the end of time. I'm not going to try to address that this morning, but I want us to focus in on how Jesus ends this particular section. Be on guard, be awake, stay awake. And so we need to be aware. We need to heed the things that are told to us but through the Word of God so that we can be prepared for the things that are going to happen. Even with this prophecy, he's not telling his disciples exactly when anything's going to happen. He's not revealing to them, okay, it's going to be such and such date in such and such year, and so avoid Jerusalem on that year. Well, no, he's not telling them that type of information. He's telling them that no one can guess, no one can know exactly when these things are going to happen. So he focuses on the limitation of the knowledge, the limitation of the prophecy. And so he says it's a secret that has not been revealed. It would be foolish to try to apply a definitive answer to a text that does not reveal a definitive answer. And so it's a waste of time, essentially. And so when we're talking about this day of destruction that he's warning concerning Jerusalem, he's already talked about the fact earlier in the chapter that there's going to be the appearance of those that claim to be Christ, but they're false. It's going to be appearance of those that are prophets. Those are going to be false as well. He expects them to be able to discern certain things, even though there are some secretive things. So we have to look at passages like this from the perspective of what does he give us, not what does he not give us, because what he gives us is what prepares us. And so that's really what we need to be thinking about. So when I think about this prophecy and talking about being awake, I think about Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. And it says, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'" So you have these 5 foolish and 5 wise virgins. The foolish virgins have not planned in such a way that they will have the endurance that will allow them to wait until the coming of the bridegroom. The lesson for us is in being prepared. We have to have the endurance to make it to that point. That endurance means that I've got to constantly nurture my faith. I've got to constantly develop my Christian character. I've got to constantly be in prayer so that I can have that type of endurance. And that endurance doesn't come from failing every test that comes my way. It comes from passing the test and growing through those experiences. And so when we're talking about be on guard, be awake, be prepared, we're talking about strengthening ourselves for that endurance to make it through to the end. It's very, very important that we develop our endurance. Many people think that being a Christian is just about being a pretty good person. No, it's not about just being a pretty good person. It's about preparing for something coming that is going to be either wonderful or terrible. That day of judgment in which we're welcomed into heaven, which will be a day in which we shed all the pain and woes of this world, or a day in which we have the terrible news that we've been found lacking, and we hear, "Depart from me, I do not know you." And then we are eternally separated from God, put in that place of eternal torment that is likened unto burning forever. So there's 2 thoughts I can leave you with today. We've been addressing one, that is be prepared. And the second is to pray that the Lord comes quickly. We don't think that way a lot of times today. We think, "I want a longer life. I want more time. There's things I want to do. My bucket list has still got plenty on it." But when it comes down to it, we want the Lord to come quickly. We want to go to our reward sooner rather than later. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared if that day is today? Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.